There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
Let's get to the news stories today that we are following. First of all, we'll check in at the Sharjah Foreign Direct Investment Forum, which has been on today. It's also on tomorrow. More details.
This is a Dubai Eye 103.8 live update
from the 4th Sharjah FDI Forum 2017. Be a part of the 4th Industrial Revolution.
Companies in the UAE must embrace new technologies such as robots, 3D printing and artificial intelligence. That was the message at today's Sharjah Foreign Direct Investment Forum, where the theme was the 4th Industrial Revolution. Dubai Eye's Richard Dean was there. He explains the thinking behind this year's topic.
So the 4th Industrial Revolution is a buzzword that economists use to describe new technologies like artificial intelligence, nanotechnology, 3D printing, blockchain and Bitcoin, and the impact they're going to have on business and on society. And it's a bit like the first industrial revolution. Back in the 18th century, you had new technologies then, like the steam engine and new spinning looms. And these new technologies, they bring huge benefits. They're faster, more efficient, and the quality is better. The downside is they sometimes spell the end for some traditional jobs. And that was the topic that they were discussing today at the Sharjah FDI Forum. How do we embrace all that's good about the fourth industrial revolution, but prevent job losses, or at least soften the blow of those job losses?
So that's what the fourth industrial revolution is. One person who believes the pros will very much outweigh the cons is Marwan Al-Sarkal. He's the CEO of the Sharjah Investment and Development Authority and one of the prime movers behind the event.
And so the future is so exciting. Maybe in the future, even we don't really need 5 days of working or 6 days of working. We need 4 days, and the rest of the days we can enjoy it with our family. So the future might be threatening to some people, but let's look at the good side of it, that robotization might be great.
And it's no surprise manufacturing was front and centre at the forum, partly because Sharjah is home to more than a third of the UAE's factories. Many are redeveloping their production lines to include new technologies such as 3D printing and robotics. One example is Kingston Holdings, which makes electronics such as heating, lighting and cable. The chairman is Lalu Samuel. He says that if the 2,000 plus factories in the Emirates embrace new technologies and ways of working, they can compete with Asian rivals.
Here is a country naturally blessed with 365 days of output you can get from a labor. If you go to countries, other countries, you have rains, natural disasters, typhoons, hurricanes, where factories are closed, power outages. We have power 365 days. We have reasonably good finance availability at reasonably good rates. You can work 24 hours a day, 365 days in a year.
And that was Lalu Samuel, chairman of Kingston Holdings. And you can hear more reports from the Sharjah FDI Forum on tomorrow's business breakfast between 6 and 9 o'clock.
This is a Dubai Eye 103.8 live update
from the 4th Sharjah FDI Forum 2017. Be a part of the 4th Industrial Revolution.
Let's look at some of the other news stories that are making headlines today. The deadline fast approaching for businesses to comply with the European Union's General Data Protection Regulation, also known as GDPR. Now, the latest norms are applicable to organisations across the world that store or process personal information linked to EU citizens. The regulation was revamped last year. Analysts say lots of organisations here in the UAE and the wider Middle East are unprepared to comply with the rule. A large number of companies are either unaware or might be misinterpreting the regulation. The deadline is May 2018. Businesses could face up to 4% of their global turnover for non-compliance. We've heard from Rashmi Knowles, Chief Technology Officer at RSA Security, and here are more details.
To make sure that EU citizens' data is kept safe, whether it's a name, address, date of birth, that kind of thing. Even an email address, for example, is part of personal data. So for organisations, they will have to follow a very strict step all the way from getting consent from the customer to how it's accessed and how it's actually stored. Even though it's an EU regulation, it's actually a global regulation. What that means, for example, locally in the UAE, is that for companies and even the government who has data of EU citizens, then they will still have to comply to that. So it's a regulation that's been exported globally as well.
That's Rashmi Knowles. She's Chief Technology Officer at RSA Security, talking about GDPR. That's the European Union's General Data Protection Regulation. It is May 2018 that deadline comes into effect.
In the news on the ARN News Centre app.
Other stories doing the rounds today. Let me see. NRT, what have you got, first of all?
The Arabian Sea is home to some of the most endangered species of marine life. That's according to the 2017 IUCN Regional Red List Assessment, which found that half of the sea sharks, rays and chimeras are at risk of becoming extinct. The findings are part of a research study launched earlier this year by the Environment Agency Abu Dhabi to evaluate the risk status of some creatures. It also found that the Red Sea's adjacent waters, the Gulf of Aden and the Arabian Gulf, also contain threatened species of sharks and rays.
And Wells, yellow traffic light doesn't necessarily mean hurry. That's Sharjah Police telling us that. They've just posted a video of a trailer truck. You can see it on the ARN News Centre app that crashed at a traffic signal in Sharjah. It was trying to beat the red light, obviously. The vehicle swerved and it was a heavy vehicle that went into the left-hand lane. The driver lost control, hit the traffic signal before it stopped in the middle of the intersection. Now, based on the amended traffic law, heavy vehicle drivers that jump red lights are punished with a 3,000 dirham fine, license suspension for a year. A welcome reminder, I think. You can see that video on the ARN News Centre app.
Yeah, we talked about this before. Yeah. Some people do some sort of see the yellow light and think, oh, I could probably just sneak through. But, you know, the rules have changed now. Severe penalties, that fine is, I think, for heavy vehicles. But certainly you would be fined if you did that in a car as well.
That's right.
Another story the ARN News Centre have been following is more than 50 million students in the region will now get access to free education thanks to a new Dubai-based project. A comprehensive electronic education programme was launched by His Highness Sheikh Mohammed bin Rashid Al Maktoum, Vice President and Prime Minister of the UAE and ruler of Dubai. The Mohammed bin Rashid Arabic e-learning project involves thousands of science-based learning videos being produced in Arabic. They will be made available for schools across the Middle East and North Africa. In a speech unveiling the new programme, His Highness said no other issue is as crucial as that of education.
Finally, the world's first workplace gender balance guide is being launched today. It's expected to act as an effective tool in enhancing the Emirates' ranking in global competitiveness reports. Now, programs that support gender balance in the workplace are an integral part of the national agenda. They're part of the UAE Vision 2021. That's another story. You can find more details on that on the ARN News Centre app too.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.